Joe's Need to Know News. Alex, I'm surprised you didn't blow up the group text on this. Netflix announced on Friday they're rebooting the show, Unsolved Mysteries.
So excited. This is one of my favorite shows of all time. I used to watch it starting at 3 years old. Oh. I would ask if I could please watch the show.
Can I watch Unsolved Mysteries, Mommy?
Literally, probably my first words.
Literally psychotic.
It all makes sense now. Here's what they're doing. They're rebooting the show. Just like the original series that began in the 1980s, investigators rely on viewers to help solving the cases. However, each episode for the reboot is going to focus on a single case compared to multiple cases in one episode. It ran for 14 seasons with almost 600 episodes. I bet, Alex, did you watch all of them?
Oh, I'm sure I have multiple times.
Netflix announced released an actual announced date for that, but we'll let you know when it comes out. There is a limited edition KFC scented candles, just what I need for the new year. They smell like gravy, and they're being available now for the first come first serve basis. There's only 230 of them. They kind of are doing this. They did it last month, the KFC chicken logs. So you got to enter your email address at the KFC website for a chance to win one of those candles. Yes, I've already done so.
I honestly need to do that because Jewel Daddy's birthday is coming up, my boyfriend, and he is obsessed with KFC.
Me too.
Would you want that candle, Alex?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I will put all of our email addresses in there then today. An eye doctor, this is kind of funny, but also sucks that they have to do this, in Louisiana, is offering free eye exams to NFL referees after the New Orleans Saints overtime loss to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game because of a blown pass interference call. The missed call ended up leading the Saints to settle for a field goal when they probably would have scored a touchdown, or at least would have had a chance, and that would have won the game. After the blown call, the Louisiana Family Eye Care took to Facebook and wrote, quote, "We will gladly provide no-cost eye exams to all NFL officials prior to next season to prevent the atrocity that occurred tonight." Listen, I feel bad for Saints fans, but try being a Lions fans. We've got screwed by every NFL call in the world.
I don't think that is the ref's problem. I think that's just like a Lions personal problem. But I will say, last week, it was a rough week for refs.
Yeah, it was not good at all. Did you guys watch any of the football over the weekend?
Absolutely.
They were good games. They were very good games.
They were both extraordinary games. You couldn't wish for a better NFC-AFC championship game.
But now, how do you feel about it being the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl? You know, I'm excited because I love the Patriots just because they're hot.
Here's the thing. I respect Tom Brady. Definitely one of the greatest of all times. Doesn't mean I like him. I hate him. I am the biggest hater ever of Tom Brady. Not that he's a bad person, but hate, it fills me. I am full of hate.
I will be wearing blue and gold in honor of the Rams. Yep. And if you want to talk about hot players, the Rams quarterback, Jared Goff, look him up.
I'm looking him up.
Extreme hottie, and he's hilarious.
Jared Goff.
Yep, G-O-F-F. Hot.
I'm waiting on the reaction from Alex on the hot scale.
Yeah,
here.
Not really.
He Ooh. Is. You gotta actually dig into his Instagram. We'll
yeah,
talk
if
about
you
it
have
later.
To dig, here's the thing. If you have to dig, he ain't hot. Liv, this is a pattern. You also think Post Malone is hot, so your credibility is shot.
Well,
I think you think the ugliest guys.
Tom
are
Brady,
hot.
Honestly, his facial structure, it really is not that hot. We'll talk about
it
later.
No, true. No offense, Tom Brady, but if Tom Brady was just a regular radio guy, it was Tom and Alex in the morning, you'd be like, he is fugly.
If you watch when he entered into the NFL draft and you see a picture of him, he is butt ugly.
He has bad pictures taken of him.
No, he's a football. He looks like a football.
He had a glow up once he was famous and rich. Like most people.
That's savage.
Kind of like how I have. I've really transformed my look. Speaking of the Super Bowl, if you want to go, CNBC estimates the cost of attending this year's Super Bowl somewhere between $4,000 and $18,000, depending on how high-end you want to go for tickets. That includes lodging, travel, and food. I would just sleep outside the stadium.
Stadium outside?
I mean, I like to save money. I'd just pitch a tent. Yeah, I'd be on TV. I'd be famous.
Oh, my gosh.
It's genius. And dumb internet arguments. This is how we'll wrap up Joe's Need to Know News. Have you guys seen this one now? Everybody's sharing. It's a stupid meme or a photo. It's like how to draw an X.
Yes.
Have you seen this, Liv?
Wait, no, I haven't seen it.
It's got I think 7 or 8 different options of how you can draw an X. It's really dumb. The internet's arguing over the correct way to write the letter X. 90% of us do it one of two ways. The most popular way is to start in the top left and draw the first line down and to the top right and then draw the second line down. But some are like, no, you gotta go down up. What's the problem? Why are we arguing about this stupid stuff?
That's just what it is.
Is that what we have to? Because I'm trying to, even though I slid it into the Need to Know News, Alex, I'm trying to avoid that crap in 2019. I'm trying not to be the person that posts that crap online. Can we stop that?
I'm always trying to avoid my exes, so.
That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.